Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 187. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Tired?
Very.
We have reason to be tired.
Yes.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
Speaking of reason.
Yeah.
How about reasons are several with Neil and Matt?
How about it?
Although this is Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks. You can check us out, darkangelsandprettyfreaks.com.
What is that? You want to try that again?
See, I'm not used to doing it. You got to do it. You got to pimp it.
Well, now that you started it.
darkangelsandprettyfreaks.com.
Very good. You look how quiet you said it.
Sorry. See what happens when I try to take over?
Yes. So thank you, everybody, for checking us out. Very much appreciate it. But we would like to start by thanking Matt from the Reasons Are Several podcast. He was live in studio last week. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. He came out from lovely Portland, Oregon. to visit us here in lovely Napa Valley for a few days. And we had a really good time.
We had a great time.
He's a great guy, a great friend, and a great house guest. Very generous. Took us out to lunches and breakfasts and dinners and drinks. And
what was your favorite thing we did?
We did, meaning all of us, or what I did with Matt alone?
Wow. I meant including the entire days he was here. All the days.
Well, going out and visiting you was a lot of fun because it's fun. I like going out there. And then it's also fun to see people go to Skywalker Ranch for the first time and check it out. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
Not really, that we're watching you constantly, but, you know, waiting for your reaction.
Really, I just had a good time hanging out with him. Mm-hmm. Because it was kind of fun because he was really coming out to hang out with us and do some recording.
Right.
And it wasn't like he was coming out to go wine tasting or to see San Francisco.
It's not like we had an agenda of 10 wineries in 4 days or something.
Right. Which is cool, too. No, that's awesome. But, because it wasn't that and it was just hanging out, it felt very much, since Matt and I talk just all the time.
Out with a friend. Yeah.
I mean, for over a year, we talked at least once a week, as well as, you know, texting and tweeting and all that. So it really just was fun to just hang out. And felt like hanging out with an old friend. It was neat. Like, I think we talked about it on Reasons or Several, but it was neat picking him up from the airport. And it really, there wasn't that awkward, like, happy to be here. You know, it was just like, we just started talking.
Like, you went in for the hug and he went in for the handshake. Well, and you're like, oh.
No, well, he knew he was getting a hug.
No, for sure. I just meant that there wasn't the awkward point where you're like,
But even like going to the car. And like getting ready to go, you know, have something. So, I mean, obviously how was the flight, just actually asking, but there wasn't that like kind of awkward getting to, you know, how like when we met everybody in Portland, there's a little bit of like, oh, hey, it's you, you know, there wasn't any of that. So yeah, I would have to say overall the hanging out, I really like going to Napkins and introducing him to Alex, the bartender there.
That was hilarious.
So that was fun. But overall, I think it was all. How about for you?
Also, I was just going to say, those were also my two favorite things, was having you guys come out, because, again, you don't come out very often at all, like a couple times a year, like, you know, and I work there every day and you only come out a couple times a year. Seen it.
Yeah.
But so it's a lot of fun for me to have you there, but it's also a lot of fun for me to show people around, because as I've said several times, it reminds me that it's a really cool job and it's a cool place and that I'm lucky to have that job and lucky to work where I work and lucky that my bosses and coworkers allow things like tours and things like that to happen. And they, you know, they're really open to like, hey, yeah, come in, let me show you this cool stuff. Or, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, is that your friend? Oh, that's so great. Nice to meet you. And everyone's so warm and like generous. It reminds me that not only do I have a good job, but I work with good people. And I think on like a day to day, like you go to work and you come home, that you can kind of get lost in your, you know, daily lives and you kind of forget that. And then it takes something like someone visiting you and doing that. And you're like, oh yeah, this is pretty rad.
Yeah.
Thanks. So it just reminds me that it's pretty rad. And then my second favorite thing was going to Napkins, because we like to go anyway, but it's also fun to go with Matt. And then I thought it was really funny also that Matt, Matt is one of those guys, like, he's really smart and he's really funny and he gets it. Like, he gets the joke right away. Like, I thought was really funny when you guys went out to Palisades and he made that joke like instantly, like, oh yeah, bartender really likes Neil or something like that. And I was like,
she's not a fan of me.
Right. Yeah. Cause like, oh, like, and I was like, oh yeah, the redhead. He was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, right. Exactly. And then having meeting Alex and stuff, that was really a lot of fun because like I said, he like just like got it like right away, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just a lot of fun to have him out and get to hang out with him again in person. And I hope it's not another 2 years before we get to do that again.
Well, it won't be since we're going to Portland next June to see my sister get married.
But we're only there for a couple of days. Yeah,
but we'll see him.
I hope so.
One way or the other. We'll just invite him to the wedding.
I was just going to say, can you come to the wedding?
Yeah.
Because then we can ensure that.
Right. Well, depending what they do, it might just be like a potluck.
If it's a barbecue, he's
who
in.
Knows? Yeah.
BYOB, Matt.
So, yeah, it was a good time. So happy he came out. Unfortunately, the last day he was here,
mm-hmm.
Him to the airport.
And here we go. Here's our week.
Taking the airport.
This is why we're so tired.
Kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
So Sunday night, Matt was leaving Monday mid-morning to go back home. And Sunday night, we all went out. Did we go out Sunday?
Yeah, it was like brunch, lunch kind of thing. We went out.
Oh, we went out downtown. Yeah, we walked around downtown. Kind of had a late lunch, had a few drinks, came back here to the house, hung out for a little bit, and then we actually went and met Alex at that Tannery Bend place, which we've been wanting to go to.
Right.
But you stayed because you had to work Monday.
Right. I had to go to work Monday.
I had the day off.
Right. So you guys went out, and I stayed, and then you guys.
It was still early. We were back home by like 8:30. I mean, it was
something like that.
Yeah, it was really early, and we were all hanging out. And then,
I had gone to bed because I had to get up at 4 or 5 or whatever. But then you guys are hanging out, and I was in a bedroom by myself, and I was just kind of laying there, and I was like, oh, man, the guys are barbecuing again. I'm gonna get up and shut
neighbors.
The window. The neighbors are barbecuing, and so I got up and I shut the window, and then I realized there was no one back there barbecuing or whatever.
The neighbors weren't there,
and then I was like, that is really weird. And so I came out and that was really funny. You guys were like, oh, we're being too loud. I'm like, that's not why I'm I was like, do you guys smell that? And like, it smells like barbecue or fire or whatever. And Matt's like, oh, someone's barbecuing. I'm like, I don't know. And then that actually started the conversation of, I wonder what's going on. And then
it's just like, oh yeah, it smells like a fire. And then probably a fire somewhere. Yeah. And then Matt said, oh, it smells close. And I'm like, oh, I don't think it's that close.
Right.
We don't have to worry about it. And then we all went to bed.
Went to bed. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, during last week's podcast with Matt, we did the weather and I said it's fire weather.
Right.
Well, on Sunday night, all of Northern California decided to explode.
Pretty much exploded into a firestorm.
12 fires in 8 counties or something ridiculous like that.
Right. Surrounding, and we're close to all of them.
Yes. And so we got up Monday and everything smelled like smoke and outside looked really weird.
Well, what's really weird is that I got up Monday, early at like 5 to go to work, and I was trying to be all quiet and like get myself out of the house without waking anybody up. And I didn't like check the news or whatever. And I typically don't, to be completely honest. Mm-mm. Like I get up, I take a shower, go to work. I don't stop and check the news. I don't have time for that.
No.
And so I left the house and I started going my normal way to work. And I just hit like 2 miles from the house where you turn on to, 121 or?
Yes.
And I just hit a solid line of traffic and I was like, holy crap. And so I turned on my little Waze app and it was just solid red. And I was like, what is happening? And, I could still smell a little bit of smoke, but it wasn't like to the point where I was like, oh my God, there's a fire. That wasn't in my head at all.
Right.
So for the next hour, I kept trying different ways and like turning around and going down some other country roads and trying to like I tried 3 different ways to get out of Napa and I could not get out. And it took me an hour. And then the last road that I tried, I was actually kind of more in the Sonoma area, trying to get out through Sonoma. And I looked up on the ridge of Sonoma and I could see fire. And then I was like, oh, shit. Okay. I see what's happening now. And so I actually pulled over. And actually, I'm sorry. Let me.